and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura, sitting in for Gary Hickling. Today's Singing and Other Sins program is dedicated to Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award-winning soprano Jessie Norman, in honor of her upcoming birthday on September 15th. Throughout her illustrious career, Norman has earned an international reputation as a superb performer on the operatic stage, with a particular affinity for works by Berlioz, Strauss, and Wagner. We'll look back at some of those incredible recordings, and we'll also sample some of her most memorable recital performances and collaborations with an array of supremely gifted pianists like Dalton Baldwin, Mark Markham, and Jeffrey Parsons. Norman made her operatic debut in 1969 with the Deutsche Oper Berlin, singing the title role of Elisabeth in Wagner's opera Tannhäuser. It seems fitting to begin here with Norman singing Elisabeth's greeting from Act Two, Die Steuerhalle, this time with the London Philharmonic, conducted by Klaus Tinstedt. Norman is highly regarded for her sensitive and intensely aware interpretations of German Lieder. We will listen now to three of those recordings, starting with Franz Schubert's Erlkönig, accompanied by Jeffrey Parsons. This familiar Lied tells of a father on his galloping horse, charging through the forest in the dead of night with his boy clutching to his arm. The boy can see the specter of death, the Erlking, following along in the night. In spite of the father's reassurances that there's nothing there, when they arrive at their destination, the boy is dead. Norman skillfully manages to distinctly define all four characters with their own unique timbre and color to the voice. In this lead, we hear Norman as the impartial narrator, as the increasingly panicked and frightened child, as the consoling but worried father, and as the malevolent Earl King. It is breathtaking, right up to its dark and terrifying conclusion. We now move to her tender recording of Kommt dir manchmal in den Sinn, Are You Thinking Often of Me, My Love, from Johannes Brahms's Zigeunerlieder, or Gypsy Songs, as accompanied by Daniel Barenboim. Kommt dir manchmal in den Sinn, mein süßes Lieb, was du einst mit Hand We end the Lieder segment with one of her most acclaimed recordings of orchestrated Lieder, Beim Schlafen gehen, Time to Sleep, from Richard Strauss's Four Last Songs, conducted by Kurt Masur with the Gewandhaus Orchester Leipzig. This sublime recording won the prestigious Gramophone Award in the solo voice category in 1984. As her voice soars into the heavens, in the final measures of this meditation on dying, the translated passage poetically reads, "Hands now leave your work alone, brow forget your idle thinking, all my thoughts their labor done, softly into sleep are sinking. High the soul will rise in flight, freely gliding, softly swaying, in the magic realm of night, deeper laws of life obeying."
Thank you.
You are listening to a special Singing in Other Sins broadcast celebrating Jesse Norman's upcoming birthday. Norman has had a special relationship with France throughout her career. In addition to receiving two of France's highest honors, the Legion of Honor and the Order of Arts and Letters, France's National Museum of Natural History named an orchid after her, and she was invited by then President François Mitterrand in 1989 to sing the French national anthem to celebrate the 200th anniversary of the French Revolution in an elaborate event worth looking up on YouTube for the sheer magnificent sight alone. Moving into the French repertoire, we begin with an orchestrated melody, Le Spectre de la Rose, The Ghost of the Rose, from Hector Berlioz's Les Nuits d'été, Summer Nights. Jesse Norman performs here with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir Colin Davis.
Thank you.
As we heard in the German leader segment, much of Norman's career has been marked by the incredible relationships that she has formed in recital with her musical collaborators. Norman says of pianist Dalton Baldwin in her recent memoir, Stand Up Straight and Sing, which chronicles her 50-year career in opera, quote, Dalton Baldwin's knowledge and experience, most particularly in the French song repertoire, is unparalleled. I have also had the benefit of the vast experience of his longtime musical partner, Gérard Souzet. I hear Duparc in my ears as coached by Gérard and Dalton to this day, end quote. Here now is Norman's recording of Henri Duparc's Chanson Triste, Sad Song, with Dalton Baldwin. Norman also had the opportunity to coach with the renowned French baritone Pierre Bernac during her days at the University of Michigan. Bernac is best known as the musical partner and friend of French composer Francis Poulenc. Norman felt a great deal of gratitude towards Bernac, who once told her that he was so glad that she was unafraid of the difficulty some singers find in the French language and that she enjoys it so much. Here is Norman once again with Baldwin performing a popular song by Poulenc, Les Chemins de l'Amour, The Pathways to Love, which she had the wonderful opportunity to coach with Bernac before his death early on in her career.
Je vais sans retrouver.
This is Singing in Other Sins, and today we are celebrating soprano Jessie Norman. In 2010, President Obama presented Norman with the National Medal of Honor at the White House, and she was the youngest recipient of the Kennedy Center Honors Award when it was bestowed upon her in 1997. No longer a fixture on the operatic stage, Norman still peppers her busy schedule of working in the fight against lupus, breast cancer, AIDS, and hunger, with the occasional public masterclass and recital of songs and arias, jazz standards, and American songbook performances at renowned venues like the one she did at Carnegie Hall in 2015. She is reportedly preparing for a world tour of American songbook and spirituals, celebrating her extraordinary musical life during the 2017 and 18 season. Here she is, as we move into the Singing in English segment, performing Rodgers' With a Song in My Heart, with John Williams conducting the Boston Pop Orchestra, from an early album of American songbook. In her memoir, Norman says of pianist Mark Markham, quote, "Mark and I have performed together since the mid-1990s and see no reason to pull back now. Whether we are deep into the soul of a song of Hugo Wolf, or in flight in Richard Strauss, or in a virtual smoky cabaret with Duke Ellington, his total musicianship is stunning. We are in ecstasy, too, with our jazz combo. The journey continues." End quote. Here is Norman and Markham live from one of her more recent Grammy-nominated albums, Roots, My Life, My Song, performing Duke Ellington's Solitude.
In my solitude, in
Norman is candid about the good fortune she enjoyed throughout her career, working with some of the best pianists and performances around the globe. She recalls in her memoir how Geoffrey Parsons could transpose anything she put before him. What could be more emblematic of the Jesse Norman sound than Norman singing American spirituals? Often used as one of her encore pieces on an already crowd-pleasing recital, here is Norman singing live. He's got the whole world in his hands with pianist Geoffrey Parsons.
He's got the whole world in his hand.
We conclude the program as we started, with Norman singing Richard Wagner in what is considered by many as one of the most compelling and acclaimed interpreters of Wagner's Liebestod from his opera Tristan und Isolde. She has sung this celebrated aria on the concert stage many times under the batons of Sir Colin Davis, Zubin Mehta, Seiji Ozawa, and Herbert von Karajan. But today we will hear Norman with the London Philharmonic, conducted by Klaus Tennstedt. Before we enjoy the final recording, I would like to leave you with my own fond memory of Jesse Norman. There was my first recital as a young and very poor college student studying voice and piano at Syracuse University in 1995, where Norman was accompanied by Mark Markham in recital at Eastman in upstate New York. I had saved up every cent I had to buy the best ticket for the best seat in the house, and that left me with just enough to take the bus on a cold October evening from Syracuse to neighboring Rochester, New York. The recital was thrilling, and I got to first meet her afterwards at a backstage reception. As there were no iPhones at the time, I pulled out my Instamatic camera to take a picture with her and was immediately stopped by security and her handlers. When Miss Norman saw this, she looked slightly alarmed and quickly rectified the situation, graciously allowing for a photo with an ardent fan. Then there was the incredible and unforgettable series she did with James Levine accompanying at Carnegie Hall in 2001, where she sang not one, not two, but three concerts in the space of 1 week, each with its own song repertoire. All three recitals were simply sensational, and as I recall, the encores lasted longer than the program's recital. In the years to follow, I founded the Art Song Preservation Society, which is dedicated to keeping this artistic medium and the recital format alive. And I eventually grew very close to many of the pianists that we listen to today, which resulted in me being extended the privilege to dine one evening with Jesse Norman in a very small group setting. Again, she could not have been more gracious and always had the unique power of making one feel immediately at ease and as though we had been longtime friends. Just another extraordinary example of this extraordinary artist. Here now, Jesse Norman sings, with the London Philharmonic conducted by Klaus Tennstedt, Mild und Leise, the Liebestod from Act 3 of Wagner's opera Tristan und Isolde. This has been Blair Boone Magura. I hope that you enjoyed this special birthday celebration in honor of Jesse Norman. You can find the playlist for tonight at hawaiipublicradio.org/singinginothersins. Tune in again next week when host Gary Hickling returns to bring you another Singing in Other Sins.